let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us coast to coast This Week in America. Valerie Kant's life took an abrupt turn when the self-proclaimed California girl decided to pull up stakes and head to Arkansas. A move chronicled in her memoir, The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required. One reviewer said it made them think of Lucille Ball with some of the messes she gets herself into. Valerie is a native Californian transported to Arkansas at age 67, has 4 children, 6 grandchildren, and she says they're still astounded and amused by the move. Valerie Katz, author of The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required, our guest on This Week in America. And from Arkansas, Valerie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Let's explain how this whole thing happened. Native California girl transported to Arkansas, and it's all Eric Estrada's fault. Tell us how that happened, how he ended up coercing you into moving to Arkansas.
Well, David was retired, but I was not. So I was getting ready for work one day, and he called me from his nice, warm, cozy bed saying, "Valerie, come and look at this. Eric Estrada is inviting us to Arkansas for the weekend, and it's free. We should go." And I thought, Eric Estrada? So I went in and I looked, and yes, the place looked beautiful. And he'd been trying to get me to move out of the Los Angeles area and basically out of Southern California. And I kept telling him, no, this is where I belong. My kids are here. My grandkids are here. My mom was still alive. I'm not going anywhere. So we decided to come take Eric Estrada up on his his invitation. And when we got here, they said that there would be, you know, they weren't going to push anything on us. So we got here in the evening. The next morning, they took us to breakfast, and then they took us out around to, just to look at property to build on. And then they said, "Does anybody want to buy a property today?" We said no. They took us back to the hotel and said, "We'll pick you up tomorrow morning to take you back to the airport. Have a nice day." So we wandered around, and we looked around, and I said, "Oh, David, I've always wanted to live in a place just like this." And as much to his surprise as mine, when he said, "Shall I call a real estate agent?" And I said, "Yes." And we went, we picked up a house and went home to tell my family we were moving.
Now, what was that like when you went back? And you write in the book what your mother didn't want you to move more than an hour and a half away from her. What was it like when you go back and you say to the family, "Yeah, we just had this nice vacation and we're moving there now"?
Well, it went something like this. I have 2 new corneas, and at that point, I'd only had one. And David and I had decided not to get married, but then I told him, if we're going to move halfway across the country, you need to be legally bound to stay with me. And he said, "Okay, let's go home and plan the wedding." So when we got to my daughter's house for Easter, it was right before Easter, on Easter Sunday, we're there. And I says, "Well, everybody sit up on the stairs there and let me tell you about some things that are going on." And they said, "Okay." So I said, "Well, you know, I'm going to get my second cornea." So they started to get up and, "Oh, Mom, that's great." And I said, no, sit down. There's more. "I'd like to introduce you to somebody. I'd like to introduce you to my fiance." And they started to say, "Oh, Mom, that's great. Great, great, great." And I said, no, there's more. There's more.
Wait, there's more.
Yeah. And I says, "We're going to sell both of our homes and we're going to buy one together." They said, "Oh, wow, Mom, that's wonderful. Where?" When I said Arkansas, well, you could have heard a pin drop. Everybody went very silent. Then all the girls started to cry. The boys looked like they wanted to. My oldest granddaughter said, "Grandma, you can't go." And my youngest boy then came up and hugged me and said, "Mom, you know, all we want is for you to be happy." And that's the way they have felt about it. I go to California 3 times. Well, when we first moved here, we got a motorhome so that I could be in California 3 months out of the year. And I would take the motorhome, and David would go with me. And I'd stay for a month between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then I go for another month in April or May for Mother's Day and Easter and for my birthday. And then we would go again in around August. All my children's birthdays are within a couple of weeks of each other. And then we'd have what we call the birthday bash. So we got the motorhome for that. And that's when the motorhoming started. And we were rookies.
Yes, as we find out in the book, it's such a funny read, The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required, by Valerie Katz. That's K-A-T-Z, our guest on the program. Books available at Amazon. If you go directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, direct link that will get you to Amazon and information on the book. And once you get there, you describe this as sort of this culture shock. In fact, you thought it was almost a foreign country for a while. Explain that. California girl suddenly in Arkansas.
Well, in California, it was like I was on a treadmill all the time. It was always rush, 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 rush. And we would come here and everything would be so relaxed. And I'd be standing in a store and they'd be chatting me up and I'd be thinking in my brain, no, just give me my change and let me get out of here. And I'd be rushing around. And then by the time we would leave, because we visited the house often, I'd be starting to calm down and we'd get into California and be rush, rush, rush again. But when we finally moved here, the people here, I live in a cul-de-sac. They all came down to welcome us to the neighborhood. They brought cakes and cookies, and they wanted to make friends. Well, in California, it's not like that at all. So that was one of the things that was really different. And then the highway system here, it's a good highway system, but at the time that we moved here, they were changing the names of the streets. So there was 71, there was old 71, there was new 71. And believe it or not, traveling back and forth across the country, I am always lost. So, I mean, I wouldn't dare leave my house without my GPS. But back then I didn't have one. And it was just crazy trying to get places. And, you know, okay, all right, 71. Which one is the one you're talking about and where is it?
Yes, yes. You know, in all of that, we feel like we're there with you as you're making this move to Arkansas and getting adjusted there. The book, The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required. The book actually started with, and you didn't know it was going to be a book. These were basically what emails that you sent back where you would write about your escapades and how the adventure was going back to family and friends. And you labeled it The News from Arkansas. That really began this whole writing process for you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And it was funny. I started with my family and then my friends. And then David wanted his family to be involved. And then David was a dance instructor. And we'd go to the dances when we'd go back there. And the people there then wanted to be on it. And so that list just grew and grew. And we were at one dance one day. And this one lady came up to me and she said, "You know, Valerie, I knew David before you did. How come I'm not getting the news?" And I looked at her and I said, "Joan, if you want the news, I'll send it to you. I'll send you some back issues. I'll send it to anybody who wants it." But they loved it. They said it's like having a serial in a magazine or something, you know. And whenever I see the news from Arkansas, I go there first.
Well, and you'll get all of that in the book, The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required by Valerie Katz. The book is available at Amazon. If you link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, it will take you there. So you're sending all of these back. And what I understand, at Christmas, your son says, "You know, I'd like to have a compilation of all of these emails." Is that where this whole idea for a book began?
Well, people kept asking me, "Are you saving these, Valerie? You should turn this into a book." I did not want to do that, but I actually saved them so that after I'd been here for a while, I could go back and read them and remember the awe that I had over this place when I moved here. And but we had talked about the book. And then a couple of years ago at Christmas, my son said, "Mom, the only thing I want for Christmas next year is a copy of your book. Put it together." And I had no idea it was going to be so hard. But I got it done.
Well, and you talk about the early days there, and you went through an adjustment period, and you go through this in detail. As you would think somebody from California would in moving to Arkansas, you worried about the food because the food's a little bit different out there in Arkansas. And the manner of speaking, the Southern drawl, did it take you long before you really felt into the, you were in the rhythm of living in Arkansas?
I had no trouble with the food.
fact, it enjoyed it, it sounds like.
Yes, no trouble with the food. But it did take me a while to slow down and let people talk to me. You know, I was just always in this rush. But I had no trouble with the Southern drawl. I love the Southern drawl. I was hoping I'd pick it up, but apparently I haven't. But it's everybody here is just, they're so warm and they're so friendly. And it took us a while to get here. And by the time we got here, it was October of 2008. We bought the house in 2007. We got here in October, and in the middle of November, we found out that David had cancer.
Well, and you talk about that very honestly in the book, and it's interesting the relationship you had with the people in Arkansas, your friends and your neighbors there. Talk about the impact of having those friends with you as you went through this process and getting this devastating prognosis on David's health. How important was it to have that group of people, that tight-knit group of people there, to be with you?
You know, I didn't have family here, but these people became my family then. Yes. And we were, David and I had joined a church, and the church people, I mean, every week they would have David in their prayers, and the VA gave me a respite day once a month, so I would go, I could have 6 hours to go off and do whatever I wanted, and somebody would come and stay with David. And so on one of those days, I went and played 9 holes of golf with some ladies from the church. And the lady that I was paired up with and riding with said, "You know, Valerie, this is the 10th anniversary of my husband's passing." And I says, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that." And she said, "Well, I know things aren't going well with David, but Valerie, this is the best place in the world to be a widow." And she's right. There's stuff going on here all the time. If I wanted to be busy every day and every night, I could be. I'm not doing that because I don't want to get on that California treadmill again. But I learned how to play bridge, and the people here have learned how to play Mahjong. And I didn't get into my golf because David got sick right away. And so that golf thing kind of went by the wayside. But we bowl, and we just, you know, there's just stuff going on. And somebody's always calling saying, "Valerie, can you sub for me for this? Or you want to go down and do that?" And it's busy, and it's just a wonderful place to be.
Well, and that comes out in the book, The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required. It's about real life, where there are joys, there are struggles, there's misfortune, all of that happens to all of us in our daily lives. And one thing, as you read it, the sense of power and humor comes through. That really gets us through a lot, doesn't it? If you have that sense of humor and the joy of having other people you're sharing your lives with.
Well, I try to see the sense of humor, or the humor in things that are going on around me. And recently we woke up and found a bat in the house. That's a story that I added to the book after I'd already sent it to the printer. And I said, "Can I still add something? Because that was a crazy night." And my son has a friend who's going on a motorcycle trip with his dad. And he says, "I want to do a blog or something." And he says, "Oh, let me send you some of the stuff my mother sends me. That's the kind of stuff you should send. My mother's hysterical." So I sent him then. It just happened that the bat thing came along the next day. And so I sent it to him, not knowing that he'd had this conversation with his friend. Well, the friend thought it was hysterical. He came in the next day and looked at Don and started laughing. He says, "I'm still thinking about that bat thing."
The book is so delightful. The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required by Valerie Katz. You talk about the simple things that you were reintroduced to with a slower style of life in Arkansas. Of course, the good food, the good friends, and the health benefits of margaritas. I've been looking for this for a long time. I think you're the answer to a prayer that's been out there unanswered for the last couple of decades. But talk about the health benefits of margaritas. I why not? If they have fruit, right?
Well, the picture on the front of the
yes,
of the book is a, I think it's 36-ounce margarita. And there was a restaurant here. Unfortunately, it's closed. But that was one of their glasses. And I would go in there every year on my birthday and have my picture taken with that margarita. And I just love margaritas.
Well, I tell you, the size of that, that's a very healthful drink that you you have there on your birthday that you're celebrating with. You know, what's interesting is you're reading this. This could have been a real intimidating adventure, moving from California to Arkansas. And you really sort of celebrated everything about this new adventure, didn't you? For so many people that go through moving and job changes and suddenly life is changing, you really embraced this, didn't you?
I did. I surprised myself. I really did. And it's just been a real blessing for me to do this. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. And somebody asked me, well, when David was sick, when did you decide that maybe you'd stay here? I never had a single thought about going back to California to live. I mean, I still took the motor home, and my sister and I went and had some wild times on the road. But there was never a thought of me moving back to California. California is a place for me to visit, not a place to live. This is the place for me, and it's an environment that I can afford to live in, which I couldn't afford to live in California. It's much easier to live here.
Oh, yes.
And the people are just so genuine.
You are such a talented writer. What are you working on now? Do you have something else you're working on?
Absolutely not. I got this lovely Facebook comment, and it was quite long, and the lady said, you know, I got your book. I thought it was hilarious. I coucouldn't put it down. I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning reading, got up the next morning and finished it. I can't wait for your next one. Well, she's going to have a long wait because there's not going to be a next one.
Well, that is disappointing to hear. I started off by saying the one review compared it to Lucille Ball. And from a humor standpoint, all of the things that Lucy would get herself into, Valerie seemed to find a similar situation to get involved in this move to Arkansas. I saw those spots with Eric Estrada. I knew right away what you were talking about when it was Eric Estrada's fault. Was he actually there? Did you ever meet him in the process? Has he ever been to Arkansas, do you think?
If he has, I wasn't here when he was here. He must have been here because they did the videos from here, and the videos were spectacular. Everybody that year that we were still in California and getting ready to move here, our friends and family, honestly, they thought we were crazy. And one of the gentlemen said to David, why? Why are you moving to Arkansas? And he says, well, this place that we're moving, it has 8 golf courses and 7 lakes, and it's just beautiful. And he said, well, David, do you fish? Well, no. Do you play golf? Well, no. Then what are you moving to Arkansas for?
Well, I can watch other people do that in the views. It's just such a charming book. The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required, Valerie Katz, Katz is the author. The book's available, of course, at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Valerie, a pleasure having you on the program. Enjoy Arkansas. You're there now. California is, like I said, that's where you go back from time to time to visit family and on vacation. Now firmly entrenched in Arkansas. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. It's been a delight.
It's been a lot of fun. And rethink this whole thing about not doing another book because you're so talented. We really want to see another book or at least some emails coming from Valerie. The book, once again, The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required. Valerie Katz, our guest on the program. Book is available at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.